and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I'm quite certain your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about the history of personal computers today. Do you remember the name of the club that began this revolution? That's right, the Homebrew Computer Club. This innovative group of people were able to develop their computer programming skills without the use of a keyboard or monitor. I don't even know how to program with a keyboard and monitor. Well, today we are going to learn about some of the club members. We'll also learn about the birth of Apple computers. Was Steve Jobs a part of the Homebrew Computer Club too? Pay attention and let's find out. Well, let's get inside and join Rebecca.
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca and I'm so glad that you could join us as we continue talking about the personal computer. So Gabe, I have a very important question for you. What kind of things would you like to achieve?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Actually, I would like to assemble a computer using just this box.
Gabe, that's just a box. There are no lights, no buttons, no electricity.
Well, yes, I realize that, but it does look about the same size and weight as the Altair 8800, which we learned about yesterday. Oh, and look, I think it's running.
Well,
it's running.
There goes Gabe, friends. I guess Gabe will be back, but meanwhile, let's get started on our first reading of the day.
The computer gets personal. In spite of the group's fun-loving nature, many members went on to achieve great things. One of the youngest, Bob Lash, went on to invent several electronic medical devices. Another member, John Draper, developed one of the first word processing programs. Club MC Lee Felsenstein went on to design the Osborne 1, a 10.7 kilogram portable computer. The birth of Apple computers. Somewhere in the homebrew crowd sat perhaps its most famous member, Steve Wozniak. The young engineer rarely spoke during meetings.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 MC 这个名词。MC 是缩写，原来是指 Master of Ceremonies。Master 是 M-A-S-T-E-R, 意思是指主持人。Ceremony 是指典礼，所以 MC 就是指节目或者是典礼的主持人或司仪，也可以用同音的 E-M-C-E-E 这个字来代表。例如 ,The MC of the graduation ceremony is one of our honor students。毕业典礼的司仪是我们的优等生，或者是 Who's the MC of tonight's event? 今天晚上的活动主持人是谁？接下来我们看的是 portable 这个形容词， P-R-O-T-O 这个字首有携带的意思，所以 portable 是指可携带的或者是手提式的。例如 This portable radio comes in handy when we're camping. 这个手提式收音机在露营的时候很有用，或者是 This old portable computer still worksBut it's not as fast as my new laptop. 这台携带型电脑还可以运作，但是不如我新的笔电快速。
I'm back.
So Gabe, is your computer still running?
Actually, yeah. It ran away.
Well, I'm glad that you're back so we can continue with our lesson about the personal computer.
That's right. Well, our first sentence here says, in spite of the group's fun-loving nature...We have a fun-loving nature. In spite of the group's fun-loving nature, many members went on to achieve great things. Let's talk about a couple of things from this sentence. In spite of, that means kind of even though there was one thing, or even though it was a certain way. And there's another related word, that is despite.
Exactly. So oftentimes we use these words to show contrast. Now let's think of some examples.Well, we enjoyed our camping trip this holiday or this past holiday in spite of the rain.
Do you have an example, Gabe?
Well, yes. Speaking of rain, sometimes it's terrible weather, right? Despite the terrible weather, we still went on our hike. Or, in spite of his mother's instructions not to, Johnny still had a cookie before dinner.
If you want to use the word despite, you could also say, despite the pain in his leg, Christopher went on to complete the race.
Hey, speaking of went on to do something or going on to do something, we see that phrase went on to three times here in the first section. Now, if you go on to do something, that means you maybe completed one section of your life or one stage, but you are going on to do even bigger things. You're going on to accomplish even more.
Exactly. For example, although high school was very difficult, Sally went on to study at the university.
Hey, speaking of university, Rebecca, I know you've been to university. Did you stop learning? Did you stop your education after university?
Well, no, actually. I went on to get my master's degree.
Oh, cool.
So after the university or my undergrad, I went on to get a master's degree.
Well, what about you, friends? Where are you right now in life? Do you want to go on to do big things? You could say the young actor went on to become a famous movie star. So there are many ways that you can go on to do even bigger things.
Or what about Abraham Lincoln? Although he failed many times in his early life, he went on to become the 16th president of the United States.
That is an excellent example. Abraham Lincoln is a good example of someone who overcame failure and mistakes to become someone great. Well, this sentence does say one of the youngest, Bob Lash, went on to invent several electronic medical devices.
Yes, and so, Gabe, do you have anything to share with us about Bob Lash and these electronic medical devices?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of interesting. He invented many things, even as early as when he was in college. He created a medical device. It was the calorie computer. This clips to your belt and reports the number of calories you have burned in real time based on your actual activity. He's a pretty smart guy.
Yes, he really does seem like a very smart guy. Well, later on in our lesson, we will see the sentence, "This computer helped point the way toward the future of low-cost personal computers." And right now, the guys in the information cloud have something to say about this word, toward.
Today, let's take a look at a fairly basic word, toward. Now, we usually use this word as a preposition describing either a position, as in he kept his back toward me, or actual motion, we drove toward home.
But sometimes we see this word written with an S, towards. So how are the two words different? Well, both toward and towards are considered standard English.
Right. The British tend to use towards with an S, whereas Americans mostly say toward without the S. And the same goes for afterward and afterwards, forward and forwards, backward and backwards.
So you can feel free to say either we drove toward home or we drove towards home.
Now here's a question some of you might ask. What about the word untoward? It sure sounds like it should mean the opposite of toward, that is, away. Right, Ken?
Well, not quite. Even though toward is most commonly used as a preposition, it can also be used as an adjective, meaning having a successful or good outcome. So the adjective untoward has the opposite meaning, unfortunate. That was an untoward incident. I'm sorry to hear it.
For a memory trick, think of how you would want to move towards something fortunate, but you would want to move away from something untoward or unfortunate.
Toward 这个介系词到底要不要加 S? 其实 toward 跟 towards 唯一的差别在于 toward 是美式的用法。如果加上一个 S, towards 是英式的用法。类似的单字还有 afterward 跟 afterwards, backward 跟 backwards, forward 跟 forwards, 加了 S 都是英式的用法。要注意 toward 的相反不是 untoward。Untoward 是一个形容词表示不幸的不顺遂的。 That was an untoward incident. 那是一件不幸的事件。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, our lesson continues. Another member, John Draper, developed one of the first word processing programs.
And he's not the only one. We see MC Lee Felsenstein went on to design the Osborne 1. This machine kind of looks like a sewing machine, and you could carry it around with you. It was maybe the first portable computer. Well, we continue on with this next section, the birth of Apple computers. What does it say?
Now, this is where I get really excited because I love Apple computers. I remember when I got my first Apple computer, and it felt like a dream come true. Well, anyway, let's continue with our lesson. It says, somewhere in the homebrew crowd sat perhaps its most famous member. Wait, let's pause for a moment. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about this word, crowd, don't we?
That's right, a special kind of crowd. We read here the homebrew crowd. So it's not just talking about any crowd, like at the night market or a big group of people anywhere. No, when you see the phrase the something crowd, it's talking about a specific group of people that met together. Okay, so for example, the Friday Night Live crowd loves to practice their English. That's the group of people that goes to Friday Night Live.
Or you could also use this to refer to the church crowd, or you could say, I always enjoy speaking to the college crowd. They're full of lots of energy.
I hung out with the theater crowd a lot while I was in university. And here we're talking about the homebrew crowd. And this man, Steve Wozniak, is probably the most famous. Well, we have more to learn about this right after our break. Interesting. Oh, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are discussing the history of the personal computer. Now, I have something interesting I'd like to read for you, because Henry Edward Roberts is not mentioned in our lesson. However, he is the designer of the Altair 8800, which we learned about yesterday. Now, he deserves credit as the inventor of the personal computer. When he died in 2010, Microsoft's Bill Gates and Paul Allen praised him as the father of the PC. All right, so many people went into this personal computer revolution, and this guy's name is Henry Edward Roberts. Thank you, Mr. Roberts, for everything you've done for us and technology today. Well, let's continue learning about the Homebrew Computer Club.
The computer gets personal. But when he first shared his design for the Apple I computer, everyone paid attention. This computer helped point the way toward the future of low-cost personal computers. And of course, it resulted in Wozniak forming a partnership with the talented Steve Jobs. Although the Homebrew Computer Club stopped meeting in 1986, its influence lives on. Thanks to the club's experiments, millions of people today enjoy the convenience of personal computers.
Okay, 其实我们看的是 partnership 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 partner, 合伙人或伙伴这个名词，再加上 SHIP 这个表示状态的字尾。Partnership 就是指合伙或者是合作关系。例如 ,the director's partnership with the screenwriter proved to be a wise decision. 这位导演和这位剧作家的合作事实证明是非常明智的抉择。或者是 ,the company has gone into partnership with Citibank Corporation. 这家公司已经和花旗银行集团建立合作关系。所以我们看的是 convenience, 这个不可数名词。Convenience 是指方便或便利，例如 ,we provide parking spaces for the convenience of our customers. 为了方便顾客我们备有停车位。如果是就某人的方便的话是用 at one's convenience 这个副词片语。例如 ,you can pick up your mail at your convenience. 你可以在你方便的时候来取邮件。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So here we read in our lesson, but when he first shared his design for the Apple One computer, everyone paid attention. Now we want to pause for a moment and talk about a very familiar phrase, all eyes on something. Now I usually think of the phrase, all eyes on me, everyone.
Well, no, Rebecca, actually all eyes are not on you right now. All eyes are on this picture because this is a really cool magician.
So all eyes on the magician.
That's right. Often when someone is doing a show, often if someone is demonstrating something kind of cool, all eyes are on that person. That means everyone is focusing on that person. Their attention is on that person. All eyes on him.
And oftentimes in a classroom, the teacher would like all eyes to be on the teacher. In other words, the teacher wants the students to pay close attention to what he is saying.
Or maybe if someone needs to make a very important decision, maybe you're not watching that person, but you're very attentive. You're listening to see what that person will do or what they will say. For example, all eyes were on the president to see what he would do next in the major world crisis.
Well, our lesson continues. This computer helped point the way toward the future of low-cost personal computers. And there's something really important in this sentence that Liz would like to talk about. So let's take a closer look.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. This computer helped point the way toward the future of low-cost personal computers. Notice the phrase, to point the way toward. It means to show which direction to go, like, we saw many signs pointing the way toward the waterfall. But in the case of today's sentence, the subject, this computer, isn't really showing people the direction to somewhere. Instead, point the way in today's sentence means to influence something in the beginning. So today's sentence just means this computer helped to influence how low-cost personal computers were developed. Notice the pattern. Subject helped point the way toward something. This is a more formal way of talking about how a subject influenced or helped to influence the development of something. For example, besides talking about inventions, we can use this pattern to talk about famous discoveries or social developments, like the discovery of the plant's healing benefits helped point the way toward a new kind of medical treatment, or the early church's efforts to care for the sick helped point the way toward the building of medical institutions. And that's it for today. This is Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we read on, and of course, it resulted in Wozniak forming a partnership with the talented Steve Jobs. So no, Steve Jobs was not part of the Homebrew Computer Club, but he got in touch with Steve Wozniak. They formed a partnership. They worked closely together. Let's talk about this phrase, to form something. Usually you can use this when you're talking about two people forming a friendship or, in this case, a partnership.
Exactly. So when you use or to define the word form, that just means that you develop or you create something. Now, there are lots of things that you can form. For example, you could say that you form a book club or maybe even a music club while in high school or even in college.
Speaking of music clubs, I mean, people form bands. That's what you say when the band gets together at first. First, it was just individual people, but these people came together and formed a band. Or, of course, you could form a close bond with somebody if you trust that person.
You could also say back in the early 1700s, the early American settlers, they wanted to form a new type of government.
All right, so there are many different ways you could use this word form. Now, we go into the last paragraph. Although the Homebrew Computer Club stopped meeting in 1986, when I was 3 years old, its influence lives on. Let's talk about that phrase, to live on. That means that something is still living and influencing us today.
So do you have some examples, Gabe, of how else we could use this phrase to live on?
Well, yeah. I mean, Steve Jobs is no longer with us, but his legacy lives on. The Beatles, Their music, the spirit of the Beatles, lives on to this day.
Well, right now, it's time to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Internet, word processing, social media, news?
What are you talking about?
The things we do with personal computers in our homes.
Everyone knows how important our computers are.
Now we do. But 40 years ago, computers were huge. They were mostly used by businesses and governments.
And now, they're small and mostly used by everyone.
You're right. Thanks to the Homebrew Computer Club.
The Homebrew Computer Club?
Yes. It was the personal computer revolution that started in a garage.
Huh. 40 years ago.
You're right. 32 men gathered in a garage to share their hobby, assembling computers.
I guess they loved electronics.
Yes, they did. They were excited about the possibilities of personal computers, and their excitement spread.
So, what did they do?
In a spirit of fun and discovery, they shared their ideas and their computer parts. They hoped their efforts would make low-cost home computers a reality for people like you and me.
And they succeeded.
Yes, and many of their members went on to achieve great things.
Wow, Homebrew Computers sounds great. Let's join the club.
I'm sorry, but it's a little too late. They stopped meeting in 1986.
Oh, too bad.
I know, but their influence lives on today.
Yeah, right here in my computer.
You're right.
The Homebrew Computer Club was fun-loving, but many of the members achieved great things in the future. Bob Lash invented several electronic medical devices, while John Draper developed one of the first word processing programs. And also among these people was perhaps the most famous member, Steve Wozniak, who rarely spoke but shared his design for the Apple I computer. Everyone paid attention. And the result? The partnership of Wozniak and Steve Jobs. The club stopped meeting in 1986, but because of their experiments, we, along with millions of others, have been given the convenience of personal computers.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, so here's a little quiz. Was Steve Jobs a part of the Homebrew Computer Club?
I think I know the answer.
Yes?
No. That was Wozniak.
That's right, Steve Wozniak. All right, friends, we've had a lot of fun learning about this computer club and the personal computer revolution. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.